On Air with Ryan Seacrest.
98 FM.
Dublin's best music mix, 98 FM.
It is Ryan Seacrest and Ellen Kay. So on my call screen, it says Madonna.
Yes.
You see that? Madonna, line 11. That. Is that Madonna? Is she there?
Yes. Hear about it. Yay! Okay, so hold on. They'll be with you in just a second.
Is that Nelson talking to Madonna?
I think so.
Is that Nelson talking to Madonna?
Madonna's ready.
Oh, did you love that?
He was freaking out.
What'd you say to her?
I said that I loved your performance yesterday and that we're really excited to hear all about it.
Okay, good.
Videotaped it.
Great.
I'm
glad you guys are having fun over there. Right. Hang on for 1 second. Let's get Madonna.
I'm still in bed.
Well, that's actually great.
You were so amazing last night.
Thank you.
At the Grammys.
Thank you. Yes. I had a little party afterwards and I stayed out too late. So
I'd like to go. Let's go back to your bed. So what color are the sheets? Is there a duvet? How many pillows? Give me
Is
some
it
detail.
Your bed or a hotel bed?
Oh, it's my bed. I have a little pied-à-terre here.
Yeah.
And
awesome.
My sheets are white.
And who's anybody there?
No. Oh. I threw them out.
Yes.
This radio interview is top secret. Okay, I can't let strangers hear it.
No, I would never. You shouldn't. This is we don't want to expose
you. Between you is between you and me. I don't want anybody to. So
we loved your performance last night. How did it feel for you?
It felt amazing. I mean, doing live TV is always super nerve-wracking, as you know. So many possibilities of everything going wrong. But we had a lot of rehearsals. A little bit scary, that harness thing coming up out of the ceiling. You never know what's going to happen.
I was worried because it was a
The one thing everyone forgot to do is tell me when I could sit up. So I'm like laying back there like forever in this super extreme back bend hanging over the audience. And like, I'm like, can I sit up now?
Yeah.
Is the camera off of me? Like no one said, okay, Em, you can sit up now in my ears. I was like,
We felt like we saw you dangling there in the dark for quite a while.
I was dangling, yes. Yes. It was the one moment everyone overlooked. So eventually I sat up. I'm like, okay, screw this. I got to sit up. My back is killing me. So anyway, but it went not it went really well. I fed off the audience's energy. I felt everybody was up out of their seats, happy, into it, engaged. And that was a good thing.
Now, I noticed that, and I didn't see this when I was talking to you on the red carpet, but I noticed mm-hmm. there was a photograph or two of you mooning the photographers on the red carpet. Mm-hmm. Did you?
Well, yeah. It was like there? I had an inspired accidental wardrobe malfunction moment.
Was it a fan or some sort of wind?
No. It was absolutely, you know, when you pose in front of the photographers and there's 5 different X's you have to stand on. Mm-hmm. Literally, as I was walking away, that one split second I did, I mooned. I wasn't really mooning. I just lifted my dress up.
No,
if you call that mooning, is like naked butt.
Well, I mean, it's everywhere around the world right now. Just I know you're waking up. It's pretty much everywhere right now.
I know, but everyone's seen my naked butt already.
Not in a minute, though.
Not for a while. Not since the 90s. But I mean, you know, it's the age of ass, isn't it?
It
really is.
If it's the age of anything, it's the age of that.
Yeah. For lack of a better phrase.
So
it was just me having fun and being cheeky. No pun intended.
No, you're always very cheeky. You're always very relaxed in those moments.
Yeah.
So Rebel Heart is the album.
Yeah.
And we talked.
And that was a little part of my Rebel Heart, mooning all right. The.
I thought the heart was higher, but I'm no doctor. But you worked with a lot of people on this album.
A lot of crazies.
Like Nas, Diplo, Mike Tyson. Who's the craziest?
Well, I worked with a lot of producers, and a lot of them were DJs. So, and they had very specific personalities, from Diplo, who's incredibly charming, but as I said in my interview, maybe was it to you? I don't know, but the dude has ADD times a billion.
Yeah, you told me that.
Getting him to pay attention. I worked with a lot of DJs, and I noticed that DJs just can't sit still for more than 5 minutes. So I was like the school teacher walking around with a clipboard going, guys, we have to finish this song. Okay, stop. Can you get off your phone for a second? Okay, can you stop tweeting? Okay, stop talking to that girl. Okay, no, you can't leave right now to go to a red carpet event. No, we have to finish the song. So that was my producer experience. And then all my guest artists from Nas to Nicki Minaj to Mike Tyson, to Chance the Rapper. Everybody was great, but, you know, people have their personalities and their work habits. And, you know, I was up a lot late. People have very strange work hours. So, and I kept going, look, I got to get up in 3 hours because my kids are going to school. So can we like wrap this
can we
up?
Finish this?
Can we get this done?
Yeah, exactly.
How did you invite Mike Tyson to come and work with you?
I just called him. I got his number. He lives in Vegas. And I had recently seen his HBO documentary, which I thought he was incredibly funny and inspiring in. And I wanted him to be in the song that I wrote called Iconic, because I do believe that he is iconic, and he is one of those people who's survived so much and what really been to hell and back, and I find him inspiring. And there's not a lot of people like him right now who you can look at and say, okay, that dude has earned his place right now in the world. He's made mistakes, he's worked hard, he's a legend. There's no one like him, and I wanted him on the record. So he doesn't rap, he doesn't sing, he kind of goes on a rant.
What's he rant about?
About being the greatest, but what it takes to be the greatest. And there's like a humility to him, and also, like as I said, humor. He was wonderful. He was actually one of my favorites. He had the only thing he asked for, you know, was red vines. That's it.
Was licorice.
Everybody had very strange requests when they came to the studio. He just wanted red vines.
Well, he's very, very simple like that, you know?
He is, and he just came, he showed up on time, he did the work, and he left. I loved him.
If you're just flipping on your radio right now, Madonna is on the phone from bed.
Mm-hmm. In her bed.
This is
the most decadent interview I've ever done.
No, this is thrilling for us. Very. I like this.
You and me in bed together, Ryan. Finally.
Speaking of that, is Ryan your type? Like,
he's smart and he's good looking. That's my type. Now, okay. Yeah. Can he dance?
I could
learn.
You could inspire him.
You could inspire me to move better,
okay.
I'm sure.
Okay, that's good. You dress good.
Well, yeah, he does. He does that.
Now, is there a man in your life?
Not really. No.
What does not really mean?
Not really. Not a special, you know.
Yeah, not a steady special.
Not a steady dude, no.
Because Ryan's like totally alone.
Because I'm waiting for you, Ryan.
I'm sorry?
I'm waiting for you.
Well, I mean, this has been
it's been a long wait, I know.
It's been since the 90s, you know?
Yeah.
It's been a long wait.
And you can't turn that off or down.
I can't shut it down.
See, I'd be intimidated, though, I think, by you.
Would you? You're not intimidated on the red carpet, but...
Well,
he's surrounded by lights and
Yeah, that's me on air. But the off-air me is very shy.
Get him one-on-one.
Living for Love is the new song. I'm going to play this song now. What should we know about it?
Well, it's a song about taking a bad situation and turning it into something good, having your heart broken, and instead of being bitter about it, learning about it and rising above and recognizing that you deserve better. And that you will, you know, people. I hope that it inspires people, because we've all had our hearts broken. And, you know, people can become better about love afterwards. But I'm not. I'm a hopeless romantic. And that's really what the song's about.
All right, I'm going to play this song. Are you going to lay in bed and listen to it, or do you need to go?
I'm going to lay in bed. Yeah, I mean, okay. Do I have to get up?
No. Lay there. Lay there. Lay there. Do that and listen. 98 FM.
The biggest stars in Hollywood. On Air with Ryan Seacrest.
98 FM.